Amen. Thank you, Diane and Dana. Blessing. Very, very well done. Appreciate that. Good challenge for each and every one of us. Where is Jesus in your life? Where did you leave him? As they were singing, I was thinking about the workers working along and chopping down trees, and all of a sudden an axe head fell off and went into the water and sunk to the bottom, and they couldn't work anymore because they couldn't find the axe head. And the man of God came, and the axe head made the axe head float, but initially said, go back where you left it. Where was it? Where did you leave it? And where'd you quit working? Where'd you quit praying? Where'd you quit reading your Bible? What point did you stop? Where's Jesus? And go back to that place. And praise the Lord, that's good. And that's kind of what I'm talking about. Daniel 1, verses 8 to 16. This morning will be part 1, and tonight will be part 2, because you'll see there's a lot of points. And the theme for 2013, for such a time as this, if you receive the bulletin, you'll see the theme on there. And then the month of January is a time for unity. And verses, I'll tell you more about that as we go along, but you ought to memorize that, Psalm 133, verse 1, and a time for unity. But for such a time as this, is the time special to you? I challenged you last week talking about time, and is this time, is it special to you? Did you come into 2013 and say, oh, another year, or did you say, wow, I got another year? I have another opportunity. God's given me another time and another opportunity to serve Him. I hope it's special to you. I hope every day is special. We're talking about Sunday school and how we're in the book of Revelation talking about that. And you know, when the sun is black and the moon is His blood. And, you know, do you wake up in the morning and thank God when you see the sun, or as the light starts to dawn? Do you thank God that you have light? Do you thank God at night when you see the moon there? And do you thank Him for all the blessings He gives, and every day that He gives us another opportunity? So I want to talk to you, part one, a year of purpose, a year of purpose. Father, I pray that You'll bless the message. Thank You for all the good music. Thank You for everyone who's here. Help us to realize we're not here by accident. We're here on purpose. You brought us here. You gathered us to hear something from Your Word today, and I pray You'll challenge us with that in Jesus' name. Amen. I love verse 8, but Daniel purposed in his heart. But Daniel purposed. Didn't start out with a blessing. Didn't start out with something good. In fact, before that, it's talking about the captivity, and we much of the Old Testament is about the captivity of God's people because of sin. And it doesn't start out in a positive way, but it does say, but Daniel purposed. Even in the midst of the captivity, Daniel purposed. Even in the midst of things not going the way he wanted them to go, but Daniel purposed. Even when his time, his season is starting with a trial. His year is starting with a trial. His year is starting and things are not necessarily what he'd like to see them be. But Daniel purposed. Daniel's been taken from everything he's ever known. He's been taken from his friends and his family, and he's been taken from his church. And if you can imagine, his Sunday school class and his youth group. And he's been taken away from all of that. But Daniel purposed in his heart. He made a decision. He decided in his heart, I'm going to do right anyway. He decided in his heart, I'm going to do the will of God anyway. He decided in his heart, no matter what everybody else is doing, no matter what is maybe more popular, no matter what I feel. Boy, we can get in a lot of trouble with our feelings, can't we? He said, I don't care about all that. He said, I'm going to do what is right. But he purposed. I hope in 2013 you will decide, because, hey, maybe it hadn't been a great start for you. Maybe the economy has you bothered. Maybe your economy has you bothered. Maybe you've got some health issues. Maybe you have some other kind of issues that are maybe not so good. But you and I can purpose, as Daniel did. Put your name there, but you purposed in your heart, I'm going to do right anyway. I'm going to purpose in my heart to go ahead and please God anyway. Daniel purposed that he would not defile himself. I will not lower myself. I will not become what everybody else has become. I will not become what man wants me to become. I'm going to decide I'm going to be what God wants me to be and fooey on all the rest of it. He purposed in his heart. And you know what? God honored his purpose. And that's what's so great to me. I love that. God honored his purpose. That's what the whole book of Daniel is about. Oh, yes, there's prophecy in there, but as we went through the book of Daniel several years ago, we found out there's Daniel's life starting off in a negative way, but him purposing in his heart that he would not defile himself. You know what's interesting? Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, there's a time to every purpose. You make the purpose, and God will make the time. And God will bless your purpose to do right. In fact, the way to success is to do it on purpose. You're not going to accidentally do right. You're not going to accidentally do the will of God. You're not going to accidentally read through your Bible in 2013. You will not accidentally get a time of prayer going, or you will not accidentally be a soul winner in 2013. No, listen to me. You are going to have to make some decisions in your life. I'm purposing to do these things. And you have to understand that when you purpose, what you're saying is, you're saying, God, this time is special. This time is a special time. Hey, check. Is your heart beating? Check. Can you breathe? Yeah. Check. Are you alive? Then it's a special time. It's a special time for every one of us. And if you will do right on purpose, you purpose, God makes the time will be very, very special. Daniel could have said, you know what? We've been defeated. My city's been destroyed. My church has been destroyed. My family has been wiped out. I don't know what all Daniel saw. The historians, and there's a lot of speculation on that, and the Bible does not say. But I would say Daniel knew of people that were killed in the captivity. He knew of friends that were taken. He knew of people, their homes were destroyed. He watched much of that take place. And he could have said, you know what? I just give up. He could have said, you know, I'm not going to try to do right. By the way, many. The Bible talks about Daniel. The Bible talks about Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, who we know as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And the Bible talks about those four. Out of all those people that were taken, we only hear about four taking a stand. Now, I don't know if any others took a stand. I don't know if any others tried to do right. But I can tell you this. Here's a fella. One man said, I'm going to purpose to please God. He could have been discouraged. Boy, folks get discouraged all the time. And honestly, somebody gets discouraged, it's like you're looking at a whole different person. It's like you're talking to somebody who's not even the person that you once knew. I mean, they can get so down in the dumps because of circumstances. Daniel did not do that. Daniel, though he had been physically defeated, he said spiritually, my God's still on the throne. Though he had watched his city be destroyed, he was looking for a city that had foundations whose builder and maker is God. And he was looking up at a God who had not left his throne, who was still the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I challenge you to do the same thing and purpose. Purpose in 2013. Have a year of purpose. Daniel had a purpose, and God blessed him throughout the book of Daniel. And God blessed right here when he purposed the very first thing. God blessed him. He purposed in his heart he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. He said, this would offend God. This is something, this meat is unclean meat. I cannot eat this. The wine is alcoholic. I cannot drink this. And he said, I'm not going to do this. And he put himself to the test by purposing in his heart, and God made him victorious. You know, I see so many people that have no victory in their life. You want to look and latch on to somebody else. Why not have personal victory in your own life? It starts with purposing. Let me go through some of these quickly this morning. Number one, purpose to receive Christ as your Savior. You ought to just decide. Get saved on purpose. Trust Christ as Savior on purpose. Go to Acts 26 and verse 27. Acts 26 and 27. Purpose to receive Christ as your Savior this year. I'm talking to someone who's never been saved. I'm talking to someone who's heard the gospel before. I'm talking to someone who knows that they need to be saved. I'm talking to someone who's maybe had opportunity to be saved in the past. Acts 26 and verse 27, the Bible says, King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. And Paul said, I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day were both almost and altogether such as I am, except these bonds. He said, I wish that everybody who's heard me preach today would not only be almost saved, but they'd be altogether saved. If you're here today without Jesus Christ, this is your opportunity to be saved right now, 2013. Decide right now. Decide. I will receive Jesus Christ, because almost is not enough. I was almost saved several times. Many here would testify the same thing. Well, I'm convicted about it. I know I need to do it, but I'm just almost. And if you die almost a Christian, you go to hell. You cannot count on that for your eternal life. I'm almost. I'm so close. I just about doesn't do it. Last week we talked about a presumption of time and went to the book of Acts, and we talked about Felix. The Bible says Felix trembled, and he said, go thy way when I have a convenient season. When I have a convenient season. What's he saying? Well, I'm almost saved. Well, I almost became a Christian. Almost heaven is hell. There's no in-between. There's no little comfort zone for an almost Christian. You must be born again, Jesus said. You have to get saved. Purpose. Decide right now. I'm going to receive Christ. Decide. I'm not going to leave here lost. Decide. I'm going to get this thing settled. Oh, I'm so glad at the age of 17 when I trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior. I'm so glad. There were many almost times, but I'm so glad there was that time when it wasn't almost. It was altogether, as Paul said, I trusted Jesus as my Savior. And anyone here who's saved would have to say the same thing. I'm so glad it's not almost. I'm glad it's altogether. I'm glad I'm saved. Purpose to receive Christ as Savior. Number two, purpose to remember. Now, there's a lot of things we need to forget, but there's some things we need to remember, and we need to decide. You know, I'm gonna put it in my brain. I'm gonna make sure. You know, we have all these things on our phones. I have no idea. Tim was talking about his phone the other day. He was setting it to remind him to eat, I think it was. And I'm not sure why you would ever do that. My stomach does that for me. But I don't know. He was playing with his phone and doing something. I don't know. And sure enough, we're talking, and all of a sudden it went off, and it was reminding him to be at home and eat and all that. And I don't understand all that kind of stuff. But you know what? If we can set a phone to do some things on purpose, we ought to be able to set our minds and our hearts as Daniel did. I'm going to do some things on purpose. And one of those things is our second thing. That is purpose to remember. Look, remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Remember thy Creator. We ought to, on purpose, just remember God. Remember God. The Bible says, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. He sees, He hears, He knows all. Remember, He's watching you. Remember, He's there. Remember, you're not alone. Remember, He knows what's going on. You know, it's amazing how we'll hide things from men and somehow think God doesn't see it. Remember Him. Remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him. Acknowledge Him. You know, I'm talking about He knows everything that we do. Acknowledge Him. God, I know You're watching me do this. God, I know You see what's going on in my mind. I know You know my thoughts. I know You know my heart. God, I know. I'm remembering because I've decided to set that little alarm that when something's going on, I'm going to remember my Creator. My God is right there. I'm going to remember. Though I cannot see Him with my physical eyes, I know He's there. I know He's there. Remember thy Creator. I'm talking about before the action you're about to do, before the reaction you're about to do, before the decision you're about to make. Purpose. Decide right now. I'm going to remember God. In everything I do, I'm going to remember God. Before I do it, I'm going to remember God. I'm going to remember to talk to God about that. I'm going to remember before I go there, before I say that, before I do this thing, I'm going to remember God. Hey, there's other things to remember. Not only remember thy creator, remember where you came from. We should never forget where we came from. We shouldn't go back into it, but we need to remember where we came from. The psalmist said this, he brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon the rock. Remember that he did that. Remember when you got saved. Remember when you went to the altar. Remember when you prayed by your bed. Remember when you prayed when that soul winner came by. Remember at Vacation Bible School when you got saved. Remember in the youth meeting when you got saved. Remember at the conference when you got saved. Remember where you came from. It's so sad that we forget. But you have to do it on purpose. You know, maybe set your phone to remind you of where you came from every now and then. You know, have that alarm go off maybe in the morning, real early. Remind you, remember where you came from? Remember when you were lost? Remember how you needed him? Remember when you didn't want to go to hell? Remember when he saved you? Hey, remember where you came from. And then remember where you're going. Oh, how easy it is to forget where we're going. Remember where we're going? You know, how in the world can we be glum and down? Okay, well, the economy's bad. Yeah, but it's not bad there. Streets are still paved with gold. He still owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Amen. I mean, remember where you're going. Remember, by the way, remember where you're going as far as your life here on this earth. Are you a child of God or not? I mean, are we children of the King? I'm a child of the King, a child of the King. With Jesus, my Savior, I'm a child of the King. Are you? You know, it's amazing. Some of God's people, they just, it's like, come on. Hey, you need to be reminded. Huh? What was that commercial years ago? You know, thanks, I needed that. Don't have somebody slap you every now and then. But remember. We need to purpose to receive Christ. We need to purpose to remember. Remember thy creator. Remember where you came from. Remember where you're going. Remember where you're going? That requires right decisions. Look, I'm on a path, and I don't want to mess up on that path. That means I need to be led by Him because I want to go there. I want to go wherever God wants me to go. I want to be whatever God wants me to be. Years and years ago at an altar, I bowed my head and I said, oh God, I want to do your will. And I'm trying to remember that over and over and over. And the devil says, hey, come this way. No. I need to remember where I'm going. I need to remember what I'm trying to do. I need to remember what I told God I would do. Remember. Purpose to remember. Number three, purpose to read God's Word. Purpose to read. Again, these are all things at the beginning of the year. You have to decide. Okay, you're not just going to accidentally read the Word of God. It isn't going to happen. It's not going to take place. You're not going to just stumble upon the Word of God and read it faithfully. No, remember, you have to decide. You have to purpose to read God's Word. Look at Jeremiah 15. Jeremiah 15 and verse 16. Jeremiah, the 15th chapter and verse 16. The Bible says, thy words were found and I did eat them. That sounds like it's on purpose to me. Amen. I mean, thy words were found. Do we have it or not? I mean, I have it. Do you have it? Thy words were found. Here it is. And I did eat them, Jeremiah said. He did it on purpose. He didn't say somebody had to feed them to me. He said, I ate them. He didn't say I had to be spoon-fed. He said, I ate them. And so he's talking about something on purpose. By the way, if you eat lunch today, you'll do it on purpose. When you eat lunch, when you eat supper later on, you'll do it on purpose. You eat breakfast in the morning, you're doing it on purpose. It's not, nobody's being force-fed. Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Amen. That sounds pretty good to me. You say, you know, 2013 looks bad. Looked bad for Daniel, too. It looked bad for Daniel, what he was going through in his life. It looked real bad for him. But you know what he said? He said, I'm going to purpose. It isn't going to be bad. I'm going to purpose in my heart. I'm going to do right, and my God's going to bless me. And one of those ways God will bless us is to read His Word. Look at Psalm 119, verse 130. Psalm 119 and verse 130. So many verses we could look at. So many things God tells us about His Word. But here's just a couple of things. Psalm 119, verse 130. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Amen. the entrance of that. I mean, we live in a dark, you know, especially if the start of your 2013 is dark. Don't you need light? Glory to God. I mean, you know, oh, this is happening, that's happening. And God says, but my word, it'll give you light. The entrance of thy words giveth light. What's that mean? That means I'm going to have to get that light on purpose. Huh? That means read it daily. That means read it all. That means read it on purpose and read it with a purpose. Why am I reading this thing anyway? Just say I did. That isn't a good reason. I mean, go ahead and read it. But the best reason is I want something. I want you to show me something. God, I need to be taught. There's a lot of things I don't understand. Purpose. Purpose to receive Christ. Purpose to remember. Purpose to read God's word. Number four, purpose to research God's word. Amen. Oh, there's not enough of that. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. Hope you're writing all these verses down. I know I'm going fast. Some say not fast enough. Well, 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, study to show thyself approved unto God. What's that say? It says study. There's reading God's word, and then there's researching God's word. Study. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman. To show who? To show thyself. To show thyself approved unto God. Study. It's when nobody else is looking. Study. It's when you don't get any praise or accolades from anyone else. Study. It's when there's no nobody's keeping score. Huh? It's just you and God. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Hey, how can I know about myself? Study. That's how I know about myself. Study. The Word of God. It's to get into the Word of God and look at it like you looked at the mirror this morning to see if your hair was all in place. Mine was all out of place. Has been for years. Okay, it's when you looked in the mirror to make sure your makeup was all right. Ladies, fellas, I hope you did. Anyway, you looked in the mirror and you stood there and you know you wanted to make sure everything was just right. And that's what we do with the Word of God. We study. And we research it, and we study, because I want to make sure everything's okay here. Amen. Research. Purpose. But you're not going to do it accidentally. You're going to have to do it on purpose. We study on purpose. Nobody has taken a test in school, and in the preparation for that test, oh, I accidentally studied. It just jumped up and hit me. No, you study on purpose. You decide to do it. And that's how we have to be. Like the Bereans in Acts chapter 17. Wait, I didn't finish the verse. Let's go back to the verse. A workman, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. What are we doing? Rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing the word of truth. You know, how do you rightly divide the word of truth? You study. You don't just casually read, you study. You study because I want to know. I want to know how this verse connects with this verse. I want to know how this book connects with this book. I want to know all about everything I can know about this book. And I'm going to study it like the Bereans in Acts 17. They searched the scriptures daily to see that it was so. Doesn't say that they got on the internet daily. It says they searched the scriptures daily. Hello. Doesn't say they ask a bunch of people daily. It says they searched the scriptures daily. Hey, this thing the pastor preached about, let me find out if it's so or not. Okay, well, you're not going to find out on Facebook as quick as you find out as you get in the Word of God and search the Scriptures to see if it's so. Amen. You're going to find out by searching the Scriptures, not by asking all the people and getting everybody's opinion and blogging about it. Search the Scriptures. Get back to the book. Get in the book. And if we'll purpose, again, you're going to have to do it on purpose. You're not going to do it accidentally. It's not going to be just one of these things that's going to sneak up on you. You're going to have to purpose to receive Christ, purpose to remember, purpose to read God's word, purpose to research God's word. Number five, purpose to respond to God. Oh, how important that is, respond to God. So many Christians are not responding to God. We're religious, but we don't listen to Him. We listen to religion, but we don't pay attention to what He's saying. We pay attention to religiousness, but we're not paying attention to His throne. We pay attention to all kinds of isms and schisms and movements and everything else. But here's the thing, the Word of God, it's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. What's that for? It's to guide me. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, but they don't do any good if we don't listen. That's why we have to respond. The Word of God, it's light, but we have to follow the light. The steps are ordered, but we have to follow the orders. Purpose. We're not going to respond to God unless we do it on purpose. We're not going to come at the altar unless we do it on purpose.
Well, I don't make decisions. I don't go to the altar. Obviously.
But responding to God is making decisions daily. Often. It's responding to what I've read and what I've researched. It's responding. It's okay. This is what God said. I need to clean this thing up in my life. It's what God says. Purpose to respond to God. Here's what happens a lot. Jeremiah 17 and verse 23. Jeremiah 17, verse 23. But they obeyed not, neither inclined their ear, but made their neck stiff, that they might not hear nor receive instruction. We have to on purpose say, God, I want to respond to you. So many people choose to listen to everything else instead of listening to God. And listening to what he says. And when it comes to the things of God, it's like, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. I don't know how many times in counseling as a pastor, and others here will testify the same thing, anybody in a leadership position, you'll say to someone, yeah, but the Bible says, and they, yeah, but I don't want to hear that. Well, I don't care what the Bible says, here's what I think. Since when does what you think become bigger than what God said? We need to purpose, God, I want to respond to you. The Bible talks about grieving the Spirit of God. That means breaking his heart. The Bible talks about quenching the Spirit. That says, stop! Oh, how sad when we tell God to stop speaking to our hearts. When God speaks, respond. Purpose now. Decide now. Because I promise you, there will be all kinds of things in our lives in 2013 that will try to get us not to listen to God. There will be every kind of thing that will try to get us not to respond to God. Number five, purpose to respond to God. Number six, purpose to request from God. Oh, my, Christian. Yeah, that's amazing. This jumps out. And I preach about this often because this verse, James 4, verse 2, ye have not because ye ask not. You know, how many times am I talking to God, and God, if I just had this, or if I had, and that verse comes to mind over and over, ye have not because ye ask not. You know, God, you gave this to them, why won't you give it to, ye have not because ye ask not. Could it be any more simple than that? Well, you know, I just can't understand the King James. Come on. Ye have not because ye ask not. Why don't I have? Because you didn't ask. Purpose. Decide right now. I'm going to ask God for everything. I'm going to ask God for every need. I'm going to ask God for miracles. It's a shame more Christians don't pray for miracles. It's a shame. You know, what are we afraid of? Why can't we ask God for godly things? Big things. Miraculous things. Purpose. Decide. I am not going to shy away from asking God for great things. I'm not going to do it. Matthew 7, 7, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. That's God said that. God's telling us to do that. Anything ever happened to me? Because you don't ask. Ask and it shall. Seek and ye shall. Knock and it shall. That's pretty good. When Jesus was healing a blind person, two blind people in Matthew 9, verse 29, he said this, according to your faith, be it unto you. According to what? According to what the church said? Didn't say that. According to what all my friends are? Didn't say that. It's according to what? According to your faith, be it unto you. Do you have faith enough to ask? Do you have faith enough to get on an altar and go before God and ask? Do you have faith enough to ask night after night after night and morning after morning after morning, morning, evening, noon? Will I pray? Will I pray and cry out loud? Do you have faith enough to keep asking Him? Amen. But again, it's not something you're going to do on accident. You're going to have to decide. I'm going to ask God for things, purpose to request from God. Number seven, purpose to render to God. Purpose. You have to decide to render. Well, you say, I don't know what that means. I'm glad you ask. I do know what it means. To render is to pay as due. Really? Do I owe God something? Oh, do you ever owe God some things? Look at Psalm 116, verse 12. Psalm 116, verse 12. I can tell you I'm halfway through the back page, so that should encourage you to pay real close attention these next few minutes. Psalm 116 and verse 12. See how many pages are there? Well, I didn't say that. But no. Psalm 116 and verse 12. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? Isn't that a good question? Okay, let's see. What all has God benefited me with? So what do I owe him? What should I render? Render means pay what you owe. Okay, let's see. What are all of God's benefits? Now, I'm not going to go through all of them. You think about God's benefits. Are you saved today? Amen. That's a benefit. Amen. Do you have eternal life? That's pretty good, isn't it? Do you have an open door to pray? I just talked about it. He said you have not because you ask. That's not because he can't do it, not because he won't do it. It's because you don't ask. So that's a benefit. I can talk to him. I have a benefit here. I have his word right here. Now this one here is falling apart, see? And that's okay, though, because the words are all staying together. Amen? And it's kind of interesting where it's split right here in Isaiah. But you know what? I have the Word of God. Do you know I have life in 2013? You do too. You're still alive unless somebody has died, and that would mess up the whole service. But boy, that means we have an opportunity, doesn't it? And we have a church, and we have buses, and we have Sunday school classes, and we have soul winning, and we have people saved. And last year we had a whole bunch of people get saved. Amen. You know, some of you might want to check out and see if you're a Baptist or not, because I don't hear a whole lot of amen and on a lot of good stuff. I don't know. To me, it just seems like God ought to get our praise every now and then instead of our griping. You know, and every once in a while, we ought to, you know, God ought to understand or hear that we understand that, you know what, God, we owe you everything. We owe you everything, God. You're so good to us all the time. And for me to even wonder about what I might owe God, Matthew 22:21 says, the things that are God's, give him what's his. Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. Oh, we'll do that. Right? April 15th is coming. And we'll do that. Oh, we'll do that. And render to God the things that are God's. How about his tithe? How about his tithe? That's his. It's not yours, it's his. 10% is, it's not yours, it is his. How about your talent? We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. My work, whatever I can do, whatever talent I have, whatever talent you have, God, that's yours. I'm your workmanship. You gave me that talent. Amen. Purpose. How about your time? Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your what? Reasonable service. It's just reasonable service to give him what? My time? Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, we have a lot of folks that say, well, you don't have to do a whole lot for God to make God. Listen to me. It's just a reasonable thing. That's just reasonable, he says. We're not talking about a huge sacrifice here. We're talking about just my reasonable service is to present my body a living sacrifice. God, I'm yours. I'm yours, God. Purpose to render to God, to pay as due what you owe him. Decide. You're not going to do it accidentally. Nobody accidentally tithes. I guarantee. And by the way, nobody accidentally robs God either. Everything, it's all on purpose. You're going to have to purpose to render to God. Number one, purpose to receive Christ. Two, remember. Three, read God's word. Four, research God's word. Five, purpose to respond to God. Six, purpose to request from God. Seven, purpose to render to God. Eight, purpose to reconcile people to God. That's why we're here. 2 Corinthians 5. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 18. 2 Corinthians 5, 18. And all things are of God who hath reconciled us to himself. That's what happened when I was 17 years old. Praise God. when I got saved, because I was God's enemy. And when I got saved, I am now His friend, and I'm reconciled to Him. Praise the Lord. And He reconciled me to Himself by Jesus Christ. And now look at this. And it's given to us the ministry of reconciliation. We have a ministry of reconciliation. What's that mean? That means trying to get other people reconciled to God. That's what I'm supposed to do. That's what soul winning is. That's what the fair ministry is. That's what Reformers Unanimous does. That's the whole purpose of this ministry sitting here on Maumee Street. That's why you are here. That's why we were left behind. Amen. I mean, it is to reconcile people to God. It says, verse 19, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. And that's why you should have tracts with you. That's why, ladies, you should have a whole bunch of tracts in your purse. Fellas, you should have them in your pocket. You should have them on you. You should give those things out. You should talk to people. Why? Because we, and by the way, you're not going to do that accidentally. When you pass the track rack, you have to on purpose get tracts. Okay, they don't fly out and jump into your pocket. They don't do that. Okay, you have to purpose to okay, I am going to tell people about Jesus Christ. 2013, you have to say, I will be soul conscious. I will be conscious of every soul I come in contact with. I will be ready, as 1 Peter 3:15 says. I will be ready to give them an answer for the hope that is in me. I'm going to be ready to give them an answer. I'm going to be ready with tracts. I'm going to be ready with my heart right. I'm going to be ready to give out the gospel of Jesus Christ with my testimony. I'm going to purpose to go. I'm going to decide to make an effort to reconcile people to God, because somebody reconciled me to God. Amen. Purpose to reconcile people to God. Number 9, purpose to review your purpose. I like that. I like that. In other words, often, how am I doing? How am I doing? Often, throughout the year, how am I doing? Because we get ourselves in so much trouble, don't we? In anything we do. We have to be accountable. Be a good idea to go to somebody and say, here's what I'm going to do this year, and this is what I'm planning this year, and you check up on me. Amen. Amen. Purpose to review your purpose. Look at 2 John 8. I'm just about done. I'm very disappointed. It's so early. 2 John 8. I love this verse. This is such a good New Year's verse. Look to yourselves. Now, notice it doesn't say look at everybody else. It says look to yourselves. Look to yourselves. Okay, that's where it all starts. What am I doing? I'm looking to myself because I want to know how I'm doing. I'm reviewing my purpose. Look to yourselves. Look to yourself. Check yourself out. Be accountable to yourself. Look to yourself. You know, I know it may be more interesting to see what somebody else is doing, but it is very, very humbling to look at how you're doing. Look to yourselves. You know, well, I want to know what old so-and-so's up to. Yeah, I know you do, because you have itching ears. But look to yourself. And you know what? If you'll spend enough time looking to yourself, you might even forget about what so-and-so's up to. They may be up to no good. I don't know. They may have all kinds of wicked stuff going on. I don't know. But you know what? If you'll look to yourself, you'll find out you'll be real busy in 2013. I'll tell you what, if you purpose to receive Christ, you purpose to remember, and you purpose to read God's Word and research God's Word and respond to God and request from God and render to God and reconcile people to God, and then you review yourself and check up on yourself all through 2013, you won't have time to even listen to gossip. You won't have time. I'm serious. You'll be really busy because I'm going to purpose to review my purpose. Have I been reading my Bible like I was supposed to? And then wow, you know, I just read through a whole passage and I didn't even spend 10 minutes checking it out. Wow. You know, I need to research and I haven't really been doing that very much. And boy, I'm not, you know, when's the last time you actually checked out to see if you actually did tithe? Amen. I mean, you know, how's my mission? I said I was going to give so much to missions, and when's the last time you checked to see if you did? Well, I really don't want to know that. Now, that's why you have to purpose. You have to do it on purpose. It didn't go slap you upside the head. You have to decide, okay, here's what I'm going to be accountable. I'm going to purpose to review my purpose. Look to yourselves, it says. If it's worth starting, finish. Look to yourselves. I mean, somebody that is training for the Olympics, they're training to get better, not to just be average. And that means they're going to check it out. Okay, I did so many push-ups today, but 5 weeks from now, I better be doing this many push-ups. Well, I ran so fast today, but 5 weeks from now, I better be running this fast. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to get a stopwatch and they're going to find out. Because they purposed to do, to review their purpose. Christian, we need to do that. We need to do what we do on purpose, and then we need to review, are we doing what we need to do on purpose? Amen. Amen. But you have to decide. You have to decide. How'd you do in 2012? How many purposes went by the wayside? Because you didn't check up on yourself. And by the time you started checking up on yourself, you were so far behind you couldn't do it. Reading through your Bible. Prayer time. Soul winning. Whatever it might be. Purpose. To review your purpose. And then number 10, the last thing. Purpose to renew your purpose. Yeah, you know, what do you mean, preacher? I mean, whatever your purpose was, if you're not doing it, renew it and do it. Amen. Amen. What's it say in verse 8, 2 John? Look to yourselves that we lose not. That we lose not those things which we have wrought, things we worked for, but that we receive a full reward. That requires throughout the year renewing our purpose. I made a vow. I said I'd do this. But I messed up. Okay, well, it was a good vow. Go back to it. Amen.